maanden gelopen. In de Jiddisch kalender. Maanden. Kuk Sashona plays such a role in everything we do. The Yom Tovim. When we celebrate all Yom Tovim. When we keep all this manim, everything, Zman Tfilah, Zman Krishma, Zman Bir Chomitz, so Zman Chilas Chomitz, Chatzois, Shkia, Mincha Ketana, Mincha Gedoyla, Plagi Mincha, V'chulu, V'chulu, etc. Everything we do throughout the whole year is totally in Zmanim, and in the Tzkuk Sashona, and even in the civil leap year also plays a role. This year we started December 5th, being the year before civil leap year. It's therefore a big privilege to have a shir. One of the biggest mumchim in this miktsoye. It's a tremendous schus to have. I know Rebbe Heber has a very tight schedule, and it's a big schus really to have a shir from Harav David Heber. I'd like to call him up to shir with us some Divrei Torah on this topic. Also, I just want to mention that following Rebbe Heber's shir, there will be the regular Parshas HaShavuot shir.
First of all, for the wonderful chayil you have here on a daily basis. It's nice to come in here on a legal holiday with the Raivam, but they continue to come Michael Chayil, and your Talmidim continue to be Yoinik Mitzvei Rasai for many, many years to come. On a personal note, it's sort of a little bit of a thrill to be able to give a shir here, because I live up the block, a block away. I've davened here many, many, many times over the past 20 plus years, even more than that, since I'm married. My in-laws live down the block. I don't believe I've ever said a shir in this medrash, despite the fact that I'm being here many, many times. So it's an added bonus to be able to say a shir here this morning. As noticed on the calendar, of course, this year, if you looked ahead, you'll see that, of course, it's an Ibra Yar. So it's a Hebrew leap year. And of course, we began the civil calendar began January 1st, 2016. It's actually interesting. You have this year both a Hebrew leap year as well as a civil leap year. So you may be wondering, how often does that happen? And then, in just preparing the shir, I noticed actually an interesting cycle. What happens is there's beginning in 1976, there's a both, you have a Hebrew and a civil leap year, and then every 8 years it happens. And in fact, as we'll see, there's seven leap years every 19 years. So what happens is every 8 years it touches on all of the possible Ibra Yars. In other words, 1976 was both, 1984 was both, 92, 2000, 2008, this year 2016, and finally 2024. It was 8 years without breaking in the cycle that both are, seven years, eight, which are both a Hebrew and a civil leap year. And then, after 2024, there's a 28-year hefsek that happens, and before 1976 there was a 28-year hefsek. So it's an interesting cycle that you have, I guess they say feast or famine, you have 8 year, 8 year, 8 year, and then you don't have anything at all in this. But we'll see. We're going to talk about the significance, of course, of Hashanah Mubaras, which we're in primarily. Then at the end of this year we'll talk about the halakha significance, or what happens when there's a civil leap year. So why do we have, let's first talk about Shana Mubaris. Why do we have a Shana Mubaris? So it's well known, the Torah tells us that Pesach has to be B'chaydash Ha'aviv. Pesach has to be in the springtime. B'zman Shaveis HaMikdash Kayam, and even after that, as long as the calendar was established, Al Pi Re'iyah, they would determine an Ibra Shana based on what they would see. They would, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin elaborates, they would see what the weather is, they would see about the crops, they would see all sorts of agriculture issues going on. They would also check to see when actually spring is beginning, and all those factors were put in, and the basin would go ahead and would be Kaveya, Hashanah Mubaras. In the year 359 of the Common Era, which is about 1600 years ago, they began to be, they made the calendar, Hil Hasheni made the calendar al pi cheshvin, by calculation. And there are various calculations using the Milan, when Rosh Chodesh is, when Rosh Hashanah is, etc., which is well known how the calendar works. We're not going to get into that this morning. That's just the regular calendar, how, why is Rosh Chodesh, when it is, Le'adu Rosh, all the various rules. But included in the rules of the calendar were with Kaveya, no more could we have a Beis Din. That was the whole idea. They were Mekadesh it with their Beis Din for Dairi Dairis Abias Goyal. So, but they also used the Cheshvan to create this Ibra Hashanah. And the Cheshvan is that seven times every 19 years there would be an Ibra Hashanah. So we're in the 19 year cycle, which is it's commonly called, which we're in the 19 year cycle. In fact, this is the last year of the 19 year cycle. Rosh Hashanah of 2016 will actually be the beginning of the 19 year cycle. I think it's an interesting cycle that has no it'll go with unnoticed unless you're following along. There's nothing that we do. We don't say any extra tefillahs or anything. But Chachamah is a different cycle, which we said there. You go out and make a bracha. It's really also the beginning of a cycle. But here there's no special cycle. But it is the end of the 19 years, and therefore we'll start over with year one. And again, we'll have the following years as a Shana Mubaris: 3, 6, 8, 11, 14, 17, and 19. Right? Those are the years which are Hashanah Mubaris. Now, why do you need Hashanah Mubaris? So we said because Chodesh Avos. You have to have Chodesh Avos. Let's see what would happen. Just to illustrate how does this fix the problem? How does this fix the problem? And why is there a problem in the first place? Why do I have to worry about Chodesh Avos? I mean, let's look at the civil calendar. You say March 25th is always Chodesh Avos. Why don't I need an Iber Yar of a whole month to make sure March 25th stays in the spring? Why Davka Pesach needs a whole Ibra Hashanah? So the answer is that the regular Jewish calendar works on a lunar cycle. Lunar cycle, the moon takes approximately 29 and a half days to go around the earth, and therefore at the end of 12 cycles of 29 and a half days, of which months were either 29 to 30, basically rotating, 29 to 30, more or less, again, Cheshvan and Kislev with the exception, but basically it rotates. At the end of 12 of those months, you end up with 354 days, or 355, 353, so we'll say 354 days, give or take. Well, the problem is the earth and the sun, the cycle of the earth going around the sun, takes 365 and a quarter days. So that's an extra approximately 11 days more than the 12 months of the lunar cycle. So what would happen? Well, one eitzah would be, which is of course not an eitzah, would be, okay, there's 11 days left at the end of the year. In other words, think about it. You want to be able to ensure that you're in the proper season. So let's just add 11. We'll make a month of 11 days. We can't do that, because then your whole lunar cycle will get off base. And also, you can't just make a month of 11 days, so you're stuck. So what do you do? So what they do is every so often, basically you're falling behind. I'll explain in a moment. Therefore, if you add an extra Adar, you compensate for that problem. Let me illustrate this. In the year 1998, Pesach occurred on April the 11th. Right? Pesach was April the 11th in 1998. The following year, Pesach moved back 10 days to April the 1st because you had a 10-day deficit. It was probably 365 to 355, and therefore there were 10 days less in the Hebrew calendar, so the Pesach fell back. It didn't reach the 365th day. It only made the 355th day, which was April the 1st. The following year, 2000, if not for the Ibra Hashanah, so then Pesach would have moved back into winter, and we can't have that. And therefore, we need to add an entire month, and therefore Pesach was April 20th instead of Be'erek March the 20th. Then the cycle continues. The next year, it moved back to April 8th. In 2001, then it moved back to March 28th. So again, it was now it's okay. March 28th is still spring. Then, if you don't do an Ibra Yar for 2003, Pesach would have moved back to March the 17th. Be'erek, that's the winter time. So weiter, they add an extra month. So this is the ebb and the flow, back and forth. Basically, going back and forth, back and forth. You're moving back. Typically, you're going 3 years. You're moving 2 years. You're moving back. 1 year you move up. Every so often, even after 2 years, you have to move up. So that's why the 19th year of the cycle, we actually have an Ibra Yar this year, even though we had one 2 years ago, because we can't allow it. Even going an extra year would cause us to fall back and therefore we have an Ibra Hashanah, which is why Agav, it's a very late year this year, late meaning the Hebrew calendar occurs very late. The last day of Pesach is going to be April the 30th, which is late. Next year, Chanukah, which is really next year technically, but it follows the Ibra Yard, the last day of Chanukah is going to be January 1st. So New Year's, the secular New Year's Day next year is going to be Zayis Chanukah. It'll be Sunday Zayis Chanukah. That's very late, right? It's just cutting into the next year because we had an Ibra Yar immediately following, 2 years following the previous Ibra Yar. Anyway, so what happens is you have this back and forth after 19 years, right? And one side note is that the Cheshbon of spring is based on the Tkufas as determined by Chazal. There are two different ways that Chazal calculated the Tkufa. One is known as Tkufa Shmuel. That's the basis of Talamotar. If we have time, we'll get into that. As well as Virchachama. There's also what's known as Tkufas Rav Ada, which is really the one that's used for Ibra Hashanah. And therefore, you could have a scenario where, if not for an Ibra Yar, you would have Pesach would fall out, let's say, on March the 23rd, which, according to scientists, is really spring. But according to Rav Ada, based on the Cheshbonus of Rav Ada, it's really not spring anymore, and therefore you would have an Ibra Hashanah. Okay, but the bottom line is, seven times every 19 years you have a Ibra Hashanah. Yes?
Pesach is probably the only condition they look at in the calendar.
Yes, correct. That's it. Even though the Gemara Sanhedrin talks about Sukkot and so on, this is the only calculation. You're making sure that Pesach occurs B'chaydash Ha'aviv according to the Cheshbonus of Rav Ada. Now there's a lengthy Yad Ramah and Sanhedrin that speaks about the 16th year of the 19th year cycle, that it seems to be that according to Rav Ada, Pesach dips into the winter the first day, and that's a whole tumult in the Rishonim. But putting that exception aside, there are answers to that kasha. But basically you're saying we must have Pesach, the Rambam writes, Pesach, the first day of Pesach has to fall out in spring, and it's the Cheshbon of Rav Ada, which the Erech falls out March, give or take March 26th, or March 27th. I'll take the liberty of talking about the not the civil calendar, but the religious calendar of the non-Jews, because the Tzarech Yisrael speaks about it in the beginning of Ma'id Aleph in the Shilat Rakia, and that is Easter, right? L'Habdal Aleph Alfei Alafim. Easter also works around the full moon vis-a-vis spring, but the Cheshbon that they use is closer to the scientific date. Barakas, I think it's March 22nd, if I'm not mistaken, and therefore, typically Easter falls out the same time as Pesach, as we know, but three times every 19 years, including this year, in the three latest years of the Hebrew calendar, Easter and Pesach split, and Easter comes out a month earlier because L'shita Sam, it's already spring, but L'havdil L'shita Seinu, we don't consider it spring, and this year is one of the years because. Think about what Purim is. Purim is Baruch on March 24th, right? So Easter is going to be the following Sunday because L'shit HaSam, it's already spring. L'shit HaSeinu, it's winter. And therefore, we have to make Pesach a month later. And therefore, there's a split. So those of you booking tickets for your Bechina children that are coming home for Purim, you're going to have an issue because Sunday, when they go back to Yeshiva, it's like Easter. That only happens three times every 19 years.
Is the first full moon following the equinox?
Baruch, it's the first full moon. It's the first Sunday. Their Sheet Cheshbon is the first Sunday following the first full moon, following the equinox, right? And that was exactly, it was a split in how they made this. Cheshbonus Gelo Abdul Gelo Tzarei Yisrael addresses this, so we're speaking about Tzarei Yisrael. But Al Koponim, that's what we look at. So those are the background Cheshbonus of how it happens. But to us, we're just simply looking at seven times every 19 years, and that's it. And that happens every single time. What's really happening is that, and it's fascinating, Chazal's yediyus in this, and of course based on some learned Halacha Mishmei Sinai, some learned that they had the right Halacha Mishmei Sinai to make the Cheshbonus and figure it out and do it. Either way, the ability for Chazal to do this from a distance, in other words, Hillel HaShani created the calendar and we're living by it, that was obviously Halacha Mishmei Sinai, is based on that what's happening is if you take 19 solar years, it's approximately 6,939 days. You take 365 and a quarter and you multiply it by 19, you get 6,939. If you take 29 and a half days, 29 days, 12 hours, 44 minutes and one chelik, which is the amount of time it takes the moon to go around the earth, and you multiply that by 19 years. In other words, 235 months, which is 12 years of 12 months, 7 years of 13 months, right? You have 7 Hebrew years. 235 months comes out to 6,939 days. And of course, there's a couple of hours that are added, whether 15 hours, etc. So it's kemat those two cheshbonim. So this is what Chazal grappled with. We have the lunar cycle, and we have the solar cycle, and when they work on two different things. One is the moon going around the earth. One is the earth going around the sun. How do you recognize that they should balance out? So they came up. You do 19 years, 7 Ibra yards, 235 months. It's kemat. It's about a little more than an hour off. And that's it. And therefore, it's a perfect cycle. And by doing that, you're ensuring that Pesach always falls out.
What's
that?
What was defined as beginning of
Chodesh Aviv? Pesach. The definition is Pesach has to fall out at the beginning of Chodesh Aviv. The first day of Pesach has to be in Chodesh Aviv, which is the beginning of spring.
And Chodesh Aviv,
Chuvas Nitzan is Chodesh Aviv. Right, Chuvas Nitzan is Chodesh Aviv. So these come out. That's why, as a side note, everybody says their birthday, Hebrew and English birthday, fall out on the same day, every 19 years. Now there's some exceptions, which I'll explain in a second, but every 19 years, the Hebrew and English birthday fall out on the same day. That's because what's happening here is that your Hebrew birthday is back and forth, back and forth. For most people, it's sometimes a little bit earlier. Then let's say your Hebrew birthday is a little bit earlier than your English birthday. Some years it's a little bit later than your, right? And it's basically, there's a 30-day range that your Hebrew birthday is falling out. But what happens is after 19 years, it's coming back to that original place because you've gone through that cycle of the 6,939 days, and therefore you're back to where you started from, and therefore they're the same day. Now some of you may say, one second, I looked at the calendar and my 19th birthday didn't work, and my 38th birthday didn't work, and my 57th birthday, you gotta wait till 114 for it to work. So what's the shot? What happened here? The answer is it's impossible that the cycle should be precise on every single day of the year. You can't have it two cycles that are working different cheshbonos. It's in general, it comes back to the start, which it does. But to say every day that's going to work, I'll just illustrate this. Just 1964, for example, was a secular leap year. If you were born before February 29th, your Hebrew and English birthday fell out on the same day. But then, as 1983, when you turned 19. But then, in 1964, there was February 29th. In 1983, there wasn't. So if you were born after February 29th, 1964, Al-Karkov had to get off by a day because there was an extra secular day, and therefore if you were born in 1964 after March 1st or later, it doesn't work. It will work at a different time. It was ebbs and flows, back and forth. It's like a little yeah, a little not. And sometimes you'll notice other years will work, right? Maybe when you're 8 or 11 or plus 19, etc. That's also because you have years that come very close to each other, and if there's a little bump one way or the other, then it could come out on the same day. Okay, so that's what's happening here, and therefore that's why you have the Chodesh, the Ibra Shana, you have Chodesh Adar. Now why Adar? The answer is Adar makes the most sense because Chazal were looking at the month and saying, you know, we need to determine, should Nisan be, Pesach be later? Do we have to push Nisan up? So Adar makes the most sense because they needed to decide, you know, last minute how to deal with this. If you do it in the earlier, you do it in the Cheshvan. Well, we don't know Cheshvan, what the weather, you know, whether they're going to know what's up later. So therefore, that's other. Of course, other is also Bishnichas Arabam Simcha. So of course, when we have that, we have this ability, this discussion, the Paiska, when they say Bishnichas Arabam by the other Rishon as well. The minig is to say it at the time to do it. Now, because of the extra other, so what happens? You have, how does it work? You have an extra other. So every year, of course, is regular 12 months. You have the 30th day of Shvat. The next day is Aleph Adar. And then you have 29 days in Adar, followed by Nisan. That's a regular year. In the Shana Muperes, you have an extra other, which means you have Lamed Shvat. The day after Lamed Shvat is Aleph Adar Rishayin. And you have 30 days of Adar Rishayin. So an Ibra Yar is really getting its money's worth. It's not only it's an extra month, it's an extra Sholeh month. It's an extra full 30 days. And then you have Lamed Adar Rishayin, followed by Aleph Adar Sheni. So obviously there comes out issues in dealing with this. The first, probably the most important issue, important meaning probably the most, rather the most negaya issue that is dealt with is a bar mitzvah. Right? Very, very negaya. And granted, this year, boys who were born 13 years ago in 2003, is that negaya? Well, we'll see. It might be, because we'll have to talk about those years. But the real shayla, the ikar shayla is if you have a shana pshuta, a boy is born in shana pshuta, and his bar mitzvah is in a shana muberes, then when will his bar mitzvah be? So I'm mentioning 13 years ago was a shana muberes. So the shayla is not negaya, because 13 years ago, any was a shana muberes. But of course, you have cases where a boy was born in shana pshuta, and 13 years later, now, like the boy was born in 2000, right? Then 13 years later is a boy was born in 2001. 13 years later was 2014, which was 2 years ago. 2014 was an Ibriyar. So boy, that was the Gaya 2 years ago, which was the last Ibriyar. They were handling the Shaila as far as when are boys going to be Bar Mitzvah. So this is a Machloikas Mishainim. We all know the Psak. Everybody knows the Psak, right? Everybody knows Bar Mitzvah is on a Sheini. That's a famous halacha. But it's a machlokes rishonim, and that's very important, as we'll see. The shita of Maharash Levi is in Siman Tes Zayin is that the bar mitzvah bachar is bar mitzvah on a rishon. Is bar mitzvah on a rishon because why? One of the gives very smart. One says ain royal ach mitzvah. Knows why should this bar mitzvah bachar wait? Right, mitzvah liot chal tach mitzana. And therefore now we're confronted with he was born in Adar. When do Chazal say he's now mechuyev in mitzvahs? As a gadol, when can he be mitzar flaminion? When can he take an aliyah? When can he daven for an amid? Mitzvah b'aliyah chal tach mitzana, and therefore he becomes bar mitzvah in other rishayim. That's the Maharash HaLevi. The Mari Mintz and Siman Tes, also rishayim, it's machlokes rishayim, says that his bar mitzvah is another sheni. He brings up, he says, you ideally need hey iburin, but you give a shanin, even though technically that doesn't always happen, doesn't always come out like that, but in that general, that's what happens. And therefore, and also, The biggest rise from Megillah. Everybody knows when you have Adar Sheni, when is Purim? Purim is Adar Sheni. So therefore, that's the Iker Adar. So if a kid was born, a regular Adar, of course the Bar Mitzvah is an Adar Sheni, because that's the Iker Adar. That's what Purim is. So therefore, the Bar Mitzvah is an Adar Sheni. And therefore, we have Machlokes Rishonim, V'Alach L'Maisa, we paskin that it's the Bar Mitzvah is an Adar Sheni, and therefore he has to wait. So if a boy was born on an Ashana Pshuta on Purim, or let's say he was born on Purim, Yudalat Adar, and his Bar Mitzvah is in Ibriyar, then his Bar Mitzvah is going to be in Yudalat Adar Sheni. It's not going to be on Yudalat Adar Rishon. Now there's one Nafkimin Alocha before I take the question. There is a Nafkimin Alocha where Pais can bring down, we go with other Rishon. And that's as follows. There's a minig in Klal Yisrael, many bar mitzvah boys, most bar mitzvah boys put on tefillin before the bar mitzvah. In other words, technically you can't put on tefillin until your bar mitzvah, right? We don't, right? That's all halacha. You can't, a 10-year-old can't put on tefillin, right? We don't let. So bar mitzvah boy puts on tefillin. Many are nighting in Klal Yisrael, either 1, 2, or 3 months before, but they put on tefillin to be meichin, and they're already close enough, right? They're already close enough to the bar mitzvah. Right, they need to practice this way the day of the bar mitzvah, they know what to do. So this is, I would say, probably the right people put it on either 1, 2, or 3 months before the bar mitzvah. However, there is certainly a large segment within Klal Yisrael that waits till the day of the bar mitzvah. Right, they wait till the day of the bar mitzvah, right? Hakol kafi aminik. So you really have, when do bar mitzvah boys put on tefillin? If I can say, probably most of Klal Yisrael is going to be for either that day, 1, 2, or 3 months before Sfardim, or how long before?
Yeah, I think just a few days.
Just a few days. Okay, just a few days to practice. So okay, so we have 5 minhagim, right? We have the day of our mitzvah, a few days, 1, 2, and 3 months. Those are the minhagim. If your minig is to put on the day of our mitzvah or a few days before, l'chayra is the case when you're born in a regular Adar. In the case you were born in a regular Adar, l'chayra, you should be chayshit for the Maharash HaLevi and put on tefillin a month before. Because bishlaman, if you're born in the Teves, so then you'd say, okay, our minhag is to wait till the Bar Mitzvah day. But over here, you have days in the Rishonim that hold your Bar Mitzvah early. Now, even we have Pascha like those Rishonim, but here we say, l'maisa, the Rishonim that hold your Mechuyev in tefillin. So it's b'kumaseh, you're being mevatalit. And what's the downside of putting it on? That's not your minig, but already on that you can be saimach on the minig of much of Chai Yisrael to put it on. You see, the Rav Sheet is whole, there's nothing wrong with putting on tefillin a month early. So there's really no downside, it's not your exact minig, but ultimately what's better, to go keneged what potentially is your minig, means you're going like to Shem Adar Sheni, or miss out a whole month of tefillin, according to according to those Rishaitim. My son was bar mitzvah, and he was born in, my youngest son, Shmuley, was born in 2001, Tavshat Samachalab, and he had a friend in his class, and our minig is to put on before, we put on 2 months before, but a friend in his class was, I gave a ride to, I'm sure we were driving right up Biltmore, up right up the block, and this kid in his class was in the car. I say, when his bar mitzvah was in Adar, right? His bar mitzvah was in Adar, and I said, when's your bar mitzvah? He said, his bar mitzvah was Adar, and that was an Ibri Yar, right? It was 2001 they were born. His bar mitzvah was in 2014. It was an Ibri Yar. So I said to him, when's your bar mitzvah? He says, I forgot the day in Adar. So it's Adar Sheni, right? He said, what are you putting on tefillin? Our minhag is to put on the day of the bar mitzvah. I said, really? He said, you can be waiting till Adar Sheni? He said, yeah. So I said, maybe speak to your father. Maybe the devout, this understand the Shainim. So he mentioned his father. His father spoke the Maisa, they last minute, right? His father spoke to his Shver, right? Who's a Chashver Rav. He said, yeah, put it on Adar Rishon. Right? Put it on Adar Rishon because Taka, this Indian, you want to copper ride according to those Rishonim. You got a question?
Yeah, why about your side? Can you say
it? Let me get to your side. Now,
what about fasting Yom Kippur for a kid?
Well, Yom Kippur, again, is not 13. In other words, the issue would be, yeah. Right? In other words, it's only Negeya Dvarim that take place in other Rishon, so you don't have that. Now, what if a child is born in other Rishon? So that Yitaka have this year, right? In other words, a boy born in 2003, Tavshat Samach Gimel, his bar mitzvah is this year, he's going to be in 2016. So if he was born in Adar Sheni, of course his bar mitzvah is Adar Sheni. What if he was born in Adar Rishon? When is his bar mitzvah going to be? So Roy Deis hold Taka that his bar mitzvah is the Roy Shitas hold the Mari Mintz writes the Farish. Mari Mintz, who was the Mandomer that held if a boy is born in regular Adar, his bar mitzvah is Adar Sheni. He bavards, but if he was born in Adar Rishon, then his bar mitzvah is going to be an Adar Rishon, which makes sense. In other words, the kid born in a regular Adar, so now you got to have the Shiloh. What's the Iker? But if a kid is born, if the Karsh might be saw Adar Rishon, right? He was born on Tess Adar Rishon, so then why should his bar mitzvah be in Tess Adar Rishon? Right? That's when he was born. L'maisa, though, there's a Magen Avraham that says that his bar mitzvah should taka be an Adar Sheni. And the some cipher is Masber, that other Rishon is Kamandalesa, right? In other words, if we're timing, and I think I once also saw Svara that you don't look at when he was born, you look at his last year. Whereas he used to Mashem his last year. The last year he turned 12 in regular Adar. So if he turned 12 in regular Adar, he needs a full year until he becomes Bar Mitzvah. So therefore he should be Bar Mitzvah in Adar Sheni. That's the Magen Avraham, that's the Ezra Sam Seifer of his Kamandalesa, Adar Rishon, like it's not there, so to speak, and therefore his Bar Mitzvah is in Adar Sheni also. L'maisa, we don't pass it like that, we pass it klar. That a boy who was born in Adar Rishon is his bar mitzvah is going to be in Adar Rishon. Agav, if you're a seventh grade Rebbe and it's the year 2014, you had the rare break of a 1 month without bar mitzvahs, because what happens is a bar mitzvah, seventh grade, eighth grade Rebbe are busy with bar mitzvahs every month all the time. But here you had a month in 2014, you had Adar Rishon, there were no bar mitzvahs because kid was born in Shvat, his bar mitzvah is in Shvat. Kid was born in Adar, his bar mitzvah is Adar Sheni. Right, unless it was a postponed bar mitzvah, that's a good Shabbos to book the hall in the shul, because you know there's no bar mitzvahs, a rufruk will be clear of other bar mitzvahs, right? Because you can't have the bar mitzvah. No, but this year is equal. The kid was born on a Rishon, Adar Sheni. 13 years ago was Adar. Now, what's interesting is so that's when you go from a Shan of Shuta to a Shan of Baris. Of course, when you go from a Shan of Baris to a Shana of Shuta, which we'll have in 13 years. Those boys born now, right, 13 years from now, will be the 13th year of the 9th year cycle, will be Shana of Shuta. So boys born now, this coming other, will have their Bar Mitzvah in Shana of Shuta. So that child is easier, because you're born out of Rishon, you're Mrs. Other. You're born out of Sheni, you're Mrs. Other. But it's interesting, you have, though, a Chitimsa, where you have the famous, Mechaber brings this, which is an interesting point. You can have the two boys, where you have the Reuven and Shimon. Reuven was born, Chaf Adar Rishon. Shimon was born, Chesed Adar Rishon. Reuven was born, Chaf Adar Rishon. Shimon was born, Dalet Adar Sheni. Reuven is 2 weeks older than Shimon. Now it's a Shana Pshuta, 13 years. So now you have Shimon's Bar Mitzvah is going to be Dalet Adar. There's only one Adar. Shimon Ruvain's Bar Mitzvah, who's 2 weeks older than him, is going to be 2 weeks later. It's going to be on Chaf Adar, and therefore you have a Hechitimsa where the older boy is actually Bar Mitzvah later. There's a fascinating machloikas on this sugya between the Halachas Ketanis and the Shvus Yankov. The Halachas Ketanis, the Chelik based in Kufay and Dalet, says, Amari the Kachidish. So let's say you have twin boys. One boy, Ruvain, is born at the end of Adar Rishon. Then the twin is born at the beginning of Adar Sheni. Right? So now you have members, two brothers. Right? And now the Shimon's Bar Mitzvah is going to be a month before Ruvain's Bar Mitzvah, because he was born at the beginning of Adar Sheni. And Ruvain's Bar Mitzvah is going to be a month later, because his Bar Mitzvah, he was born at the end of Adar Rishon. So who's the Bechor? That's the Halachas Ketanis. Who's the Bechor? Sucked Halachas Ketanis that Shimon is in various areas is the Bechor. He says, Kaidem Yechabed Me'uchar. That's his Lashon. The one born earlier, Ruvain, that's Mechabed Shimon, because Shimon's the Bechor for this Indian, because he's Bar Mitzvah first. And therefore he's older. Legabe Yibum, we would say that he also comes first. Now granted, Yibum might be a different issue. Yibum, we say the Gadol gets first grabs. In this case, there's another svar to say that, because Yibum can only be done by a Gadol. If a woman is married to a man, and the man is nifter, and there's a 1 month old brother, then this woman has to wait to close to 13 years until, more than that, even if the mother was pregnant. So it could theoretically come out that the brother has to wait, the almana has to wait 13 years and 9 months in order to do yibum until this child becomes a gadol. But let's say a simple case. You had a case, there was two 12-year-old brothers, and now the brother dies, and now who should fall yibum to? The attack of the younger brother is going to be bar mitzvah first. So Taka, in that case, it would make more sense to go ahead and do it, partially because she wants to get the chalitza right away, she wants to get married, he would have the ability to do it first. That's the lashon of the Halachas Ketanis. He even writes, maybe Yaakov and Esav, that was the Hechitimsa. By Yaakov and Esav, we know Esav was born first, but maybe Taka, this was the Hechitimsa where Esav was born, and then at the end of Adar Rishon, and then Yaakov was born at the beginning of Adar Rishon. Halachas Ketanis is written hundreds of years ago. And then Esav was born later. I'm sorry. Esav was born first. Yaakov was born later. And now, who's the Bechor? That's why Yaakov is the Bechor. And then he goes into a question. We know the others were born in Nisan. So he says it was the Yom HaRoyal in Nisan because it was the end of Adar. He has a whole all-single Torah on this. Arguing with this is the Shvus Yaakov Chelek Aleph Siman Tes. Shvus Yaakov argues no such thing. It's whoever's born first. That's it, right? He's the Bechor, right? But it's a fascinating that you have such a Chitimsa as in this case of where this child is born, when the child is born. Rishul, you had a question?
Would that be Bechor? Bechor Lenachla? Would that be Tetzarechem? Would that be the same?
Yeah, maybe. He goes through different. Nachla might be different. I forgot all the. He runs through all the Dinah Bechor.
And it's also the abnation of Yaakov also.
Right, correct. Rav Yaakov was nifter on Chav Tes Adar Rishon in 1986. Tav Shem Mem Vav. Rav Moshe was nifter Leil Tainis Esther. Right, and therefore Yaakov was nifter 2 weeks before Rav Moshe. But most years, the yard side of Rav Moshe comes out 2 weeks before Rav Yaakov. Right, exactly. Now, the thing is that another interesting point here. This Shaila with born in you know, when your bar mitzvah is going to be, right? So let's go to a bas mitzvah. We said this year there's no shiloh of a bar mitzvah. You will have a shiloh of a bas mitzvah. When is a girl a gedolah? 12 years ago, right? 2004. What 2004 was a shana pshuta, and therefore 12 years later is a shana mubaris. So you know we're saying this year's not the gay of bar mitzvah because 13 years ago was an imri yar, but it could be relevant to a bas mitzvah. Girl was born in 2004. In the other, when's the bat mitzvah? Other rishon, other sheni, same achleikus, right? And again, whatever dinim of a gedolah would be, the gabin emunas, could she go to tayvul kalim, be mafishchala, right, etc. Would you have the ability to do that? That is totally in this machleikus as well, and therefore she would have to wait until other sheni. What's fascinating about a bat mitzvah and a girl is that a girl will never have a bat mitzvah in other rishon, because 12 years after a shana pshuta is never a shana pshuta. Right? In other words, we said this year boys will be bar mitzvah, not a rishon, because 13 years ago was an Ibra year. Right? So 13 years ago, 13 years later is an Ibra year. But if you're born in a Shana Muperes, 12 years later, based on our calculations, is never a Shana Muperes. Which means if a girl was born on a rishon, Al Karkach 12 years later has only one other. And therefore, a girl will never have the ability, will never be bas mitzvah, not a rishon, because how's it shayach? If she was born shana muperes on a rishon, 12 years later, it's a shana pshuta. So it's just other stam. And if she's born in a shana pshuta, and in 12 years later, it's a shana muperes, then it's other sheni. So there's no echitimsa where she could ever bas mitzvah in other rishon. There is one, possibly lamed, which is a whole step of sugya, but other than that, it's not possible, right? So, for example, born in the third year of the ninth year cycle, 15th year is not an Ibra year. Sixth year, ninth year cycle, 12 years later, 18 is not a Shavu Baris. Now, what's interesting is that bar mitzvah, because of this, how old is a bar mitzvah bacher? It comes out, of course, he's 13. Everybody knows that, but in days, it comes out that really there's a difference between bar mitzvah bachrim and how old they are and how many days old they are. I did the cheshbon, and that is the maximum number of days it takes to become bar mitzvah is 4,756 days. Right? That's the maximum number of days. You know, so I think boys who were born before this past year, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Elul, would have that maximum. It's not that often. You have a lot of factors that fall into place. But usually it ranges from 4,753 to 4,756 days. That's usually how many days there are. But in some circumstances, if you're born in certain years, four possible years, spans of years, it could be less, 4,723 to 4,725. What's the pshat? That's 30 days less. Right? That's because you had less Ibra Yars between the day you were born and the day you were bas mitzvah. So it's just interesting that bar mitzvah doesn't go by number of days that you are, it goes by the number of years that you are, based on how Chazal were kaveya the various Shana Muperes.
What about Lamed Adoration if someone was born on that day?
What's that? I'm going to talk about Lamed. I'm going to get to Lamed. Now, the thing is, so the one tricky day, and this I'm going to be in the kasha here because I'm running low on time, is that if somebody's born on Lamed Adar Rishon in a Shana Muperes, like this year, right? This year is the Lamed Adar Rishon. So now the question is, when is his bar mitzvah? So you have a couple of issues at play here. Number one is, so this year, 13 years from now is a Shana Pshuta. So when will his bar mitzvah be? So there's only be 29 days in Adar. So right off the bat, Lamed Adar Rishon, it would be Lamed Adar, but there is no Lamed Adar, so L'chayr would be Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So if the Minchas Yitzchak, no. His Bar Mitzvah is Lamed Shvat. Why? When he's born in Adar, why is the Bar Mitzvah Shvat? So there are two ways to look at Lamed Adar Rishon. Right? One way to look at Lamed Adar Rishon is by saying it's Lamed Adar Rishon, Lamed Adar. The other way is to say it's also known as Aleph to Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. It's the first day of Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni. Agav, the longest day on a ksuba you could ever write. If you get married on Lamed Adar Rishon, then you better make sure you have enough space in the ksuba, because it's going to be a long, you know, Shloishim Yoyim L'chaydesh Shvat Shehu Rosh Chaydesh Adar Rishon. Right, that's the longest slot in the ksuba. But let's say you have Lamed Adar Rishon, right, you have Lamed Adar Rishon, so it's also Al Rosh Chaydesh Adar Sheni. 13 years from now, Alter Shchadish Adar Sheni, there is no Adar Sheni, so the Brahmin says Alter Shchadish Adar. Alter Shchadish Adar is also known as the 30th day of Shvat. So Minchas Yitzchak says this in Minchas Yitzchak writes this, I believe in Chelech Vav Simen Ches, or Chelech Ches Simen Vav, right? Minchas Yitzchak says this. There are Chalukah Deis on this, that Roy Pais could go like this. However, Yishei Yisrael brings that they bring Rav Shul Salant argued on this, and that Rav Shlomo Zalman said a person should be machmer on both, be machmer both ways. In other words, don't be mistark to minyan until Rosh Chodesh Nisan.
Would you hold that on Lamed Cheshvan also?
We say Lamed Cheshvan only be machmer of one day because it's going to become Aleph Kislev. Here you're dealing right. Here the taka discussion with which day, right? Or if you're born Aleph Kislev and there was only one day Rosh Chodesh and the Bar Mitzvah is 2 days, that'll be enough commitment of one day. But here you have an entire month. So I had a friend in New York who learned through the yeshiva, we learned the yeshiva together. He called me about the last Ibra Yar. He had this whole Diyan which you could also have Lamed Shvat to come out as well, but he had a whole deal. The best Eitzah here is very simple. Make the Bo Bayom, like the Milchas Yitzchak, the earlier day, because Bo Bayom has no ramifications, he says it's Pshatel, you have the Simcha, and then the Bar Mitzvah itself, right, the when he lanes, that you really got to wait until Rosh Chodesh Nisan, right? He could get Machter the early one, but if he wants to lane, right, then he doesn't have the ability to do that. If it's Negev, you'll ask a Shiloh. Now, what about yard sites? So a yard site, that Bar Mitzvahs only happen via Mol, right? In other words, it works out. The permutation works out. You go from Truta to Iber, you have this issue. But a yard site happens every Iber yard. If for people whose parents were Nifter or they commemorate other yard sites in other Stam, right? Other Stam in a regular year, when it comes out of Shadamu Beres, when is the yard site? So this is the Machloikas, Mechaber Ramah. The Mechaber writes, Stam Odor is Odor Sheni, right? Which is really like Parmissus. The Ramah brings the Chumash HaDeshen that says that in the Dorim we find that Odor Rishain is Stam Odor. And yard site really is a function of the Dorim, right? Where is Ilchus yard site in Archaim? It's in Ilchus Tainus. Right, because the ikar Indian of a yard site is the tinus element of it. So therefore, the tinus part is the Taurus Nether, and also another Indian the Marie Mintz brings that is the Indian of a kaparos site. Right, so another Indian of a yard site is that after 120, so the oval is an oval for 12 months. It's a kapara, right? Already kaparos mishkavai, right? The one says during the 12 months, the whole Indian of Kaddish saying Kaddish. We've been 11 months, not to say that the parents are Russia, but it's all kaparas. It's all Indian of being machaper on the nifter. The yartzai lane is also yoyim kaparosai. Abazai, let's do the kapara earlier, the later. Why should we machaper once a year? You need a day of kapara. Why should we delay? And therefore, that's the shittas Ramah, and therefore, that is what Ramah holds. L'maisa, Minhag Ashkenaz is like the Ramah, and therefore, the ikker yartzai is taka other rishayim. That's the ikker yartzai. But Yesh Lahakmer Gamkin, Adar Sheni, the meaning is to be Machmer for Adar Sheni also, which means that certainly a person should say Kaddish again, and if they can only take an Aliyah, if the Umid's open, they would take the Umid, right, etc. But to get the Iker yard site we hold is Adar Rishayim, but the Hoggis yard site, at least some of them, most of them, or even possible all of them, Yesh Lahakmer to do it as well in Adar Sheni. So it comes out interesting halacha from this, and that is if somebody's Nifter on Purim, right, if someone sits on Purim, the yard site will be in the Shana Muberes Be'ikar on Purim Katan. Right, Purim Katan, of course, is the Purim of Adar Rishon, and Shusha Purim Katan is Adar Rishon also, and that has its own halachas. There's no Tasman, there's no Lamatzeiach, it's also Bashar's Tainus, Hesper Tainus, Mamish like Purim itself, but it'll come out, the yard site will be commemorated on Purim Katan, and Be'ikar Adin, Purim is on the yard site, even though they were lifted on Purim. Right, Baker Adin, again, Yesh Lahakbir to do it, but that's only the Taras Chumra. The Iker yard site would be on Arisha. Rishon.
Rav
Schwab, yes. Rav Schwab was lifter, right. On Purim itself, right? His yard site is commemorated. Purim Cotton.
He was
nipped to a Purim Cotton.
He was nipped to a Purim Cotton.
Right, 1995, right. So that was talking Purim Cotton, so it's Purim Cotton. But had it been a regular year, Itaka would have been a regular Purim. Now, this is the Gaya, all of this is the Gaya, the Indian of Oshana Mubaris. What about, what are the halakhic ramifications of a civil leap year? Right, what are the halakhic ramifications of a civil leap year? So as we said, this year we have both. Agav, as we said, Lamed Adar Rishon is this really extra day. Can Lamed Adar Rishon ever fall out on February 29th? Right, your mamish have this yid over here. We'll won't have a Hebrew birthday, won't have an English birthday, right? Every few years, what's that sign? It happens in 1824, I believe, was the last time it happened. 1824, you had both. That happened on both. So Nebuchadnezzar, the Yid was born that day. Nebuchadnezzar, the Yid in the Shtetl, I don't know if new February 29th. But the Maisa, I don't think it's going to happen again. Now, so what are the halakhic ramifications?
Was the only year that happened?
It happened before that, but there's a little bit of shift in the calendar, so it probably happened years earlier, but that's the last time it happened. Now, so one Indian, first of all, why do you have a civil leap year? What's the purpose of that? So the answer is because, as well known, it takes 365 days and approximately 6 hours for the Earth to go around the Sun. And therefore, again, those quarter days get collected, and after 4 years, they didn't want to make a day of 6 hours. So therefore, after 4 years, it adds up to a day, and therefore it's extra day. Lahavdil, the same lumbus and ibriyar, it's the same idea. You have an extra at the end, and then you wait, and then you add extra. The only difference is, by ibriyar, you have extra days, and therefore you wait a few years to add an entire month. By a civil leap year, you have extra hours, and you wait a few years until the hours add up to one day, and therefore you add a February 29th. Now the big Echi Timsa that the civil, technically there's no enough community. You know, we don't celebrate a civil birthday, so you know, if a boy, a kid's born February 29th, you know, everybody kibitzes, he's really 76 years old, but they say he's only 19, you know, right, etc. But there's no real nafkamina to that at all. But where it does have a nafkamina practically, at least cheshbonis, is when it comes to Talamata, right? And just briefly, we don't have time to go through this club, but the Beis Yosef Taka already addresses this. The Beis Yosef brings from Rishayna, the Beis Yosef brings, that makes the following statement. He says that Talamata begins on November 22nd, and then, or 23rd, and it'll be on the 23rd if February has 29 days. So not just Beis Yosef throws around English days. Agav, there's a discussion I saw right up by Rabbi Leibowitz. I'm going to speak about this tonight in Shul briefly, where a discussion about is mutter to use Gaisha days, January, February. Some of them are Avedizara days. Some of them are named after Avedizara. So is it mutter to use those days? So the discussion. The Maram Shik was very makbid. Maram Shik was generally makbid about Gaisha and Yanim. That's Shik, that's what Shem saw Kaddish. He was against last names, he was against, you know, a shame of Gaisha name, Gaisha days. He was very stark against. But one of the riyas that the place can bring is that you see the Beis Yosef and the Rishonim refer to Gaisha day. When it came to Talamata in Cheshbon, you don't need a Gaisha calendar to calculate Talamata. You can calculate it with just the Hebrew calendar. You don't need a Gaisha calendar. It's easier to use a Gaisha calendar. Why? Because it's the same, basically the same Cheshbon. It's the seasons, it's the solar calendar, and Shine, and therefore it's the same calendar. So it's much easier to use that calendar. Otherwise, what's the Hebrew day of Talamata? Is it first day of Hanukkah? Is it the Vav Kislev? It bounces around. But it's very glad in our calendar. So now, the Beis Yosef writes November, because that was before the calendar change, which the calendar change was in 1582. Baker in America, it was after England. It took place, I believe, in 1751. That same change, they waited till then. And what happened, that changed, they took out 10 days, by 1752 it was 11 days from the calendar. That was to fix, there's a little knesh. And this is important for Talamata. Basically, as we know, and I'll come back to the Yosef, as we know, Talamata begins on December 4th by Ma'ariv. However, in a year where the upcoming February is going to have 29 days, a simple way to remember this is, if the New Hampshire primaries are a month or two later, that's when you begin Talamata on December the 5th. Right? That's a simple way without getting into years. Right? We had this past year, we had December 5th, Talamata began by Maariv December 5th. Like I said, because New Hampshire primaries were a couple months ahead. Right? Because those primaries are in the presidential election, which are years divisible by four. Years divisible by four are years you have a leap year, and therefore that is when Talamata is a day ahead. What the February 29th does is the fact of an extra day this year causes Talamata to go back to December 4th, because there's a 366 day. The way the Tkufa works, the Tkufa moves up 6 hours every year. It's 365 and a quarter days every year, and therefore what happens is it moves up 6 hours. So the Tkufa is on October the 7th let's say 3 a.m. then at 9 a.m. then at 3 p.m. then it's at 9 p.m. That's halachically the next day. So therefore, Talamata is a day later. So we begin December 5th by Ma'ariv. But then you have a February 29th. That causes, instead of to move up 6 hours, it moves back 18 hours. And therefore, it goes again to December 4th. And therefore, the next 3 years, we'll begin Talamata by December 4th by Ma'ariv, unless it was a Shabbos. But December 4th by Ma'ariv. And then again in 4 years in 2019, Habalel Taiva, Talmata will be again December 5th by Meir. So all of that, the February 29th, is being Gairim, the Talmata, to land back in its regular place. Ad Kedei Kach, and this what this will conclude, is that the calendar change was based on the fact that the year is 365 and a quarter days. The problem was, is that it's not really 365 and a quarter days. It's really 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes and 46 seconds. So it's 11 minutes and 14 seconds. You say, big spiel, right? 11 minutes, what's 11 minutes? Right? What's the difference? 11 minutes. Well, 11 minutes in 128 years adds up to an entire day. Which means, this was happening in the civil calendar, their chagam was shifting. It was shifting away, and that was a problem. So so Pope Gregory in 1582 made two takanas to fix this problem. One was the mafreya, right, to say take 10 days out so they were chayzer the way it was then, right. And number two, the idea is that chagam is the fourth day of the winter, right at the beginning of the winter. There was a shift in that, and they weren't happy. So the mafreya, they fixed it by taking 10 days out of the calendar. And La'asa, they fixed it. How'd they fix it? They said every 100th year, not divisible by 400, will not be a leap year. So 1700, 1800, and 1900 were not leap years. So every 100, if 2000 was, because it's divisible by 400, 2100, Abba'alayinu V'alchai Yisrael Taiva, will not be a leap year. What happens then is there's a shift in Talmud Mutar, because you don't have the February 29th to fix it. In other words, 2096 will be a leap year. And then they'll go 2097, 2098, 2099, 2100, 2101, 2102, 2103 will all be non-leap years. So there will be nothing to compensate the Talmud Matar, and therefore Talmud Matar will shift to the 5th by Maariv and the 6th by Maariv, right, of December. And every century that happens, if you look at old Siddurim from the 19th century, Talmud Matar was the 3rd or the 4th. In fact, the printer, if you look at the Meisaisif, you look it up, it's in Simon Kuf Yud Zayin, in the Talmud Matar. He brings November 22nd, 23rd, that was on the old Cheshvan. The Meisaisif lived before 1582, and therefore the old Cheshvan these days was the 22nd and the 23rd, really the matter before those. And then the printer did us a favor by writing December 2nd and December 3rd in the brackets. That's also wrong. What the printer to life? The printer tried to say, oh, I'm going to correct these days. Because the printer, whoever Zetstein the print in the current base size that we use, right, Zetstein the print a couple hundred years ago. And therefore he put, I think it's the second and the third. Because in the 1700s, it was the second and the third by Maariv. And in the 1800s, it was the third or the fourth. And now for 200 years, because it's the fourth or the fifth by Maariv. Therefore, right, This is what February 29th, without the February 29th, this is what happens. So these are some of the halachas, Mehela Maisa, Regeya Timra Shana, and Bez Hashem Taka, we should be Zaycha, in this chus of learning all these cheshbonos, we should be Zaycha, that we should, Mitzvah Shem, be Mekadosh Alpi Re'iyah again, and we should have a Sanhedrin that's Kedeh, when there's a Taka Timra Shana, as they see fit, with the Kamashet, and everybody may know, Amen.